Ratings Africa released its annual Municipal Financial Sustainability Index for the financial results of the metropolitan municipalities for the fiscal year ended June 2019. It found that many of the metro's financials were not on their best form, with operating deficits seemingly the order of the day. This finding is negative because it adversely impacts service delivery levels. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Charles Cox. He's a director at Ratings Africa. Thank you so much for joining us, Charles. So before we get into the nitty-gritties of the index, just firstly explain why metros are so important in the scheme of things.
Well, all municipalities, Mr. Zuma, of course, are very, very important because it's the place where service delivery to the population happens, or should happen.
That's right.
The metros are massive in terms of size and impact. And when you look at the number of people that are served by the metros, it's such a vast number that you can't ignore it. It's over 60% of the whole country. So they are the place where theoretically professional management can do better. They are the place where financing from even external sources to South Africa could take place. And they certainly are serving, theoretically at least, serving a great number of our people.
Mm. So in the index, you look at a number of variables around the metro's financial health, financial sustainability being one of them. What were your findings in this regard?
Well, the sad news is that over the years that we've been doing this, and frankly, our initial model started in 1996, so we've been watching this carefully, there is unfortunately in many cases a decline. And in some cases, the decline is now into the very, very serious area. The only real case over the last 5 years of a significant improvement is the city of Cape Town. Now, I know that some of your listeners might feel that there's a kind of political angle. I want to say immediately, we are looking only at the financial results. We're not looking at some kind of a political background.
Okay.
And it's management that makes a difference here. So to the extent that any political party is theoretically in control of a council, as long as we give the managers, the right kind of manager, of course, the ability to do their job well, things will go well. So the problem is that our whole index concept is that we need to see whether a municipality or a metro has the capacity to absorb financial shocks caused by things like economic, political, and now a medical adversity.
Mm.
And this is now crunch time, 2020. The only one of these metros that we believe has the resources to handle this crisis is the city of Cape Town, meaning that all the others, all seven others, probably will need a sizable infusion of funds by the central government. And the 20 billion that central government has said it has available is going to be not anything like enough. Because first, it has to look at the whole municipal sector. And secondly, if, as Solga says, these metros are going to be looking at a 5% decrease in revenue, that's 10 billion rands. We would think that the decrease is going to be greater than 5%, but let's say it is 5%.
Mm.
10 billion rands of revenue loss for organizations that largely are already making losses. We are talking about a very, very serious situation here.
Let's talk about Mangaung. Basically, it scores terribly on every index that you've put out. You look at operational performance, you look at liquidity levels, you look at financial sustainability, and so on. What's going wrong there? Is it just people just completely being irresponsible with the resources that are put in their hand for the community? What is it? Is it a lack of resources, qualified people? What's the problem?
It's difficult for us to say what the reason is. We are simply calling the result. But it seems to indicate very, very bad management or a lack of interest in improving things. Because when you look at where they started off, say, in 2007, started off at a figure of about 40, went up to 49 in 2008, and if you look at the latest section that we showed on Friday, we are now talking about something that declines from 42 to 28 at the overall score, and when it comes to operating performance, from 10 to 2. I mean, you know, if you know that things are going badly, you should be doing something to correct it. We don't see that correction process.
Yeah, it's very problematic indeed. And then you touched on, COVID-19. Of course, it's made everybody's life that much worse. To what extent do you think municipalities generally, as well as the metros, are going to be impacted by this? I do see that the finance minister, Tito Mboweni, did provide a further 7 billion rand in his supplementary budget for municipalities to be able to deal with COVID-19. But presumably this is going to make their lives that much more difficult.
It is definitely going to make their lives difficult because the fundamental source of their income is in rates and taxes and the electricity and water sales. If people have lost their jobs, small businesses, large businesses, the average person in the street, they won't be able to pay.
Yeah.
And when it comes to looking after your family and making sure that there's food on the table, you're not going to put the municipalities account first in line. So the estimation is that it's going to have a significant impact on many of these municipalities, specifically the ones with large portions of their income from private individuals. If you have lots of industry in your area, you might do somewhat better. But if you have, say, an 80 to 85% private individuals that source you, we're talking about a very significant problem. If 30% of people in South Africa are going to be without jobs, if 40% are going to be out of jobs, it's more of a crisis. And if 60% of them are out of jobs, then we have a massive, massive disaster.
One last question before I let you go. What's the solution then? Because these are realities. People don't have jobs. People don't have, funds to be able to pay what are their important obligations. So what should happen next?
Well, firstly, I think any municipal manager should really wake up and smell the coffee burning on the stove. And they need to take serious action. Unfortunately, certain projects would have to be halted because you now need to conserve your cash to provide those basic services on the assumption that you will not be paid your normal revenue. So this is now crisis management that has to come in. It's going to take wise heads to decide where you cut. But you have to cut in your expenditure that isn't absolutely essential, and you have to try and provide those services to the population that will keep them alive and try and help them still get up in the morning and be able to make some kind of a living.
Difficult times. Thank you, Charles, for your insights there. Charles Cox, he's a director at Ratings Africa.